Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, let's get it popping, Rob. And last night, we finally got the World Series set. Of course, the Texas Rangers from the AL and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night in Philadelphia 4-2 to advance to the World Series. And Philadelphia, Rob, of course, had the home field advantage. They had been 6-0 going back to Philadelphia, up 3-2. So if you're a Phillies fan, you had to feel great about your chances of at least getting one of those games. And, of course, they didn't. And it was ugly. You know how Philly is, Rob. Those fans will let you know when they are not happy, and they are not happy.
And Chris, rightfully so. They have a right to be unhappy of what happened. Remember, this team went to the World Series a year ago.
Yep.
People expected them to go back, especially when they knocked off the Braves again. That was the team that was going to be in their way.
Yep.
And then the Diamondbacks, they blow game five, as you remember, right? They had a lead in that game, blew that. Still, people felt like you did. Like, they're coming home. All they got to do is win one of two. To me, Chris, this was a colossal choke job by the Philadelphia Phillies. And if people in Philadelphia want to boo them, be pissed, you know, let them have it. They have a right to do that. This team choked when it mattered most. Chris, you remember in game two, they won 10-0. People were like, this series is over. They won the first two games. It's a rout. Oh, Diamondbacks can't compete with them. Blah, 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 blah. Their star hitters in the last two games at home combined to go 3-36. Chris, 3-36.
And Rob, you and I have been talking about, okay, this is Bryce Harper's time. He's about to become a face of the league again. Didn't he go 0-7 in the last two games?
Yep.
And Trey Turner 0-8.
And Trey Turner batted like .350 in the playoffs. Yep. But in the biggest games, they did not come through. They didn't get blown out. This wasn't like with the Astros, Chris, and I'm not giving them a pass, but they didn't play well at home all year. They had only won one home game during the postseason. They had a losing record at home during the regular year. Philly, like you said, was 6-0 at home and looked like a machine. There's no way that they can come back home, and we're not discounting what the D-backs did, Chris. They are a good young team, and more power to them.
You do have to say this, Rob, and this just adds to everything you're saying. The D-backs, along with Miami, had the worst record of anybody in the playoffs.
Right.
So that, I mean, I we know Philly didn't, you know, run through the regular season and have the best record, but Arizona had the worst. 84 wins. And you, we get anything can happen in baseball in the playoffs, but still, that just makes it even worse, Rob.
It does.
It's like losing to an eighth seed or something, you know?
And you know, I get it. Bryce Harper's taking responsibility, which I'm not surprised, Chris, because that's his makeup.
He's a good guy.
But I mean, yeah, he is. But what a choke job. I mean, you cannot. A chance to go back-to-back to the World Series, and this could have been your year to finally win it. And you have a 3-2 lead. You come home. You got to win one game, right? And you can't get it done.
Yeah, it was a mess. It was, I got to be honest. I don't know what else you could call it. And you can call it a Houston, you know, losing their two at home if you won the choke job. But like you said, and that's fine. I mean, if that's what somebody wants to call it, fine. But Philly had played well at home, not only in the postseason but the regular season. Astros, of course, didn't. And this was, I don't know what else you could call this, Rob, but a choke job.
Right.
Like you said, when your best hitters who were raking.
Were hitting home runs left and right. Yep. They were doing big-time hits, all kinds of stuff. And then to go out with a whimper.
Go cold? Absolutely. Nah, that's what this is. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yeah. All right, we're going to throw it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want, if somebody just says they lost to the better team and this wasn't a choke job, I want to hear from you.
I mean, look, like you said, let's give Arizona credit. I love their speed, the way they play. I mean, they're exciting. They're fun. And like you said, they're a young, hot team. But you cannot tell me the Phillies lost to the better team. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Right, I'm with you. I can't buy it. I can't buy it. They choked this down. And Philly fans, you know this, Chris. You have a window. Last year they went. It was another opportunity. Yeah, yeah. That ain't no guarantee. You think the Braves and Dodgers and Mets every year are not going to be making a viable chance right. to go to the playoffs and come out of the NL? I mean, this was your window.
Well, and Bryce, and we've talked about Bryce. We thought this would be the year he'd get it. And, Rob, we've said it before, in baseball it's a little different. I mean, yeah, it'd be great if Barry Bonds had won a ring, but, you know, nobody really kills him because he didn't. We get that baseball is, you know, you need pitching.
You need pitching. You need other stuff.
You need other guys to hit, right. But, Rob, the fact that when he left Washington that they did win, and we're not saying blaming him, but you know what I mean? That, to me, that adds a little something to, like, he needs to get one.
No, there's no doubt, because that's the way it looks. They didn't need him to win, and right. now to have
and
this
he,
happen.
They offered him that, you know, the big money was there and everything, and he left. And they go ahead and win a championship without him. And now here he is failing to deliver on the big stage once again.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
For the time being, we're going NBA. We've talked baseball. We've talked football. We are going to the NBA. And last night, Rob, you had two really, the NBA, I will say this, these opening games, there are a lot of storylines, which is great. So last night, of course, the defending world champion Denver Nuggets host the Los Angeles Lakers, star-studded Lakers of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Denver, of course, swept Los Angeles in the Western Conference Finals a year ago and had talked some smack, mainly Coach Michael Malone. He had been called the Lakers' daddy at the championship parade. He had a history with LeBron because he coached him in Cleveland as an assistant. On and on and on and on. Anthony Davis says that he and LeBron talked about all the trash talk coming out of Colorado, and they were ready for it. And then the game starts. And, man, Anthony Davis, Rob, first half, in one sense, I'll say in one sense, looked like he was all that. 17 first half points. Going to the hole, scoring. But he only had one rebound. That's why I said on one hand. In one sense, he looked great. But still, the 17 points, you like that. Rob, second half, Anthony Davis, smack dab in the middle of his prime, one of the absolute best players in the league. Top 75 all time, history of the game. Scoreless.
Scoreless. Chris. Almost impossible. You hear me? Almost impossible. You could have a bad game, get a couple free throws. You could tell me you didn't get a basket, but you had 3 points, Chris, at the free throw line. Seriously. To get a goose egg in the second half for a guy of that talent, right, and that caliber, that's something else. That ain't about basketball. That's got to be more. It's not, Chris. That's about heart or something. That can't be about basketball. You can't tell me Anthony Davis can't get a basket or can't get fouled and make 3 free throws or whatever it is.
One free throw, something.
Chris, in the second half. That's mind-boggling.
No, it is. I'll say this. It's sad and should not happen. And I won't say it's mind-boggling, and I'm guessing you're going to agree with me on this, Rob. How much more evidence do we need? This is who Anthony Davis is. Now, the 0 points, okay, that's a little beyond the pale. But how many times have we seen Anthony Davis, whether it's a half or a game, just not show up? And look, 17 points, 8 rebounds, what he ended up with. You know, some guys would die for that. But we are talking about a player, I mentioned it, top 75 all time, right in his prime, one of the best players in the league. And Rob, I have just accepted, still a great player, nobody's saying he's not, but I have accepted, Rob, and you know there are levels to everything. Unlike the ultra elite, the Nikola Jokic's, the Giannis Antetokounmpo's, the LeBron James, certainly in his prime, largely even now, Steph Curry's and Luka Doncic. Unlike them, Anthony Davis cannot be counted on to give you 90% or more of his ability or potential night in and night out.
That's sad.
I'm not saying every night you're at your best. But Rob, am I wrong? The greats, the real, real, real greats, they generally give you 85, 90% of their production every night. And AD just doesn't do it. And I've accepted that. It's sad, Rob, but it's true that at 38 years old, about to turn 39 in 2 months, LeBron James is still the Lakers' best player, I believe.
And that's a sad statement, because we thought that Anthony Davis, after that championship in the bubble, Chris, yep, remember he made big shots, he played big. We thought, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is it. He's got his championship in his back, yep, pocket. Nobody could take it away from him. All he's got to do is go out and play ball. That's it. That's
pressure
it. There's
was
no
off.
Pressure was off. You're not going to be this big guy who never won anything. You won. And what have we gotten? Like that, to start the season?
A little bit of a decrease.
Can you imagine being Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka knowing that you cashed this guy out in the offseason? Seriously.
Well, look, I mean,
I get it,
he's,
Chris.
He ain't the worst player making that kind of money by
no,
any
No,
stretch.
No, no. I'm just saying, like, I can't expect a goose egg. When I realized it, when you said it last night, when the game was about to end, you remember I was saying I picked the game, I picked the Nuggets and whatever, and you were saying, you gave the total, and you said Anthony Davis had 17 points, and I said, 17? He had 17 in the first half.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when right. you mentioned that, it clicked. I was like, how do you have 17? He had 17 the first half. And then, you know, when I'm reading the story, Chris, and we got off the, I'm like, scoreless in the second half. Wow.
0-for-6 from the floor. Now, look, I'm going to, because I've accepted that that's who AD is, and you're going to have nights like that, Rob. We saw it against Denver in the conference finals. Great first game. Struggled. I think it was 4-for-15 or something in the second game. I'll get the exact numbers soon. But great third game. And he, you know, he's a versatile guy, so he put up decent numbers elsewhere in that series. But scoring-wise, he was on-off. Here it is. Game one, 40 points. 14-for-23 against Denver, even though they lost. Next game, 18-14. Nice line, but shot 4-for-15, Rob. Next game, 28-18. 11-for-18 from the field. Awesome. Next game, game four, the final game, 21-14, nice, but 6-for-15 from the floor.
Right.
And he's a big. That's like a big, of course, occasionally everybody has off nights. But a big should not have a 40% shooting night, a 27% shooting night within a stretch of four games, especially in important games like that. You're a big. You're near the hoop. Now, I'm going to say this, Rob. And Rob G will probably like this. If he hadn't, he may have heard me say it earlier. I'm going to try to, I think there is a positive regarding Anthony Davis coming out of last night's game, Rob. And I really mean this. If you look at his shot chart, and obviously watch the game, he was attacking the rim. He only took two threes, which I think he should only take 2 to 3 a game. Darvin
Ham
said
threes,
six.
Had,
I don't know
he,
what
how
the
many,
heck.
How Dar, many did Darvin's he have, Chris? About. Two in the first half or two total?
He took two total.
Oh, two
so
total.
So he was one
okay.
for
okay.
two from three, and he only took four mid-range jumpers. So overall, he only took six shots outside of the paint. Rob, he took 11 of his 17 shots in the paint, essentially right at the rim. Not in the paint near the elbow, in the paint below the dotted line and basically at the rim. You know what? I love that. If he had missed seven mid-range jumpers and four threes, I would be really salty. But I can live with him missing driving layups because, one, he's not going to do that most of the time. He's going to make those
no,
drives.
No, you got. If you're
and
going
two,
to the basket,
Jokic,
I can accept that.
Right, and Jokic is there. And I know Jokic isn't a high flyer. Is a, you know, that's by certainly not that. But he's not a leaper. He's not athletic in that sense.
He's a tippy toe.
Big.
A tippy toe.
Right, but he's huge. And he's smart, and he knows how to position. So I think that affected AD. You ain't facing that every night. And so I will say that. I can live with AD going to the rim and you're just missing some bunnies. Okay. Because most nights he's going to hit those, Rob. I want AD to keep attacking. Keep attacking. Don't just settle. You're going to take some jumpers, of course. You can hit some. But don't settle all night for the jump shot or the three. Get to the rim. And more often than not, Rob, it'll pay dividends for it.
No, I'm with you on that. And if it was all perimeter stuff and he's jacking up threes, then you got to have a different conversation with you.
Yep.
But still, for him to just have six shots in the second half, Chris, and I mean, like, I'm sorry. And this is, Chris, did you play point guard? What position did you play?
Point,
Point? This is what I don't understand. I'm dead serious. Like, a whole game could go. If I'm the point guard and my big fella, Chris, hadn't scored, we go, dude, get down there, right? You're going to get a bucket. Right. I'm not going to let a quarter. Do you know what I'm saying? As the point guard.
No, right. I hear you.
Chris,
hear you.
Chris, that's not that hard, right? Like seriously, I'm going to, dude, this play is for you. We got to get you going. We're not going to win here against Jokic if you don't have any points. It's not going to happen.
Look, you're absolutely right. And here's what happened, Rob. He was 0 for 5 in the third quarter. So that means he only took one shot in the fourth. And you, I don't know if you've met AD or anything, but AD is a nice guy.
No,
AD
is a soft-spoken,
you know,
easygoing.
Right. He's not one of the, I wouldn't say he's a type A personality. You know, he's not a takeover guy and I'm going to be the center of attention and all that. And that, to me, that's where you miss five shots in a quarter and you're like, I just don't have it tonight. It's not me. I'm going to help. I'm going to feed the other guys. I'm going to get the other guys going. Because I tonight I'm a little off. I need AD and hopefully LeBron, and for Lakers fans, hopefully LeBron and or Darvin Ham will sit him down. Right? And I'm guessing they've said this to him before. But what they got to say to him, Rob, is, look, dude, if you're 0 for 20, you need to keep shooting because you're our guy.
Right.
Guy is like, let me get everybody else. A dog is like, Rob, how many times have you heard players say, I believe the next one's going in?
Right. And you have to understand, if you're him and his teammate, dude, we can't win with you with that.
Right.
We're not going to win. So we can't go elsewhere. We can't.
Right.
We gotta get points from you. And to as you said, five shots in the third quarter and one in the fourth. They didn't get blown out by 40 points where he didn't play. Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. That tells me, Rob, he was just like, it ain't my night. And the big scores. The dogs, they don't have that mentality. They like, I'm going to keep putting it up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The big deal is Victor Wembanyama, who you referenced earlier, the 7 foot, we'll call him 7 foot, 4 inch, number one draft pick of the San Antonio Spurs. He's from France. He is making his debut tonight for the San Antonio Spurs. I forgot who they even playing. Who they playing, Rob G?
They play the Mavericks.
That's right. Luke and Kyrie.
I bet on that game, right.
That's right. Yeah, so Luke and Kyrie, I mean, two stars in their own right, of course. But this is, Rob, this is a guy that some scouts, and we talked about it months ago, were saying is the best prospect in American sports history. Obviously, that would include the NBA. That would include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That would include LeBron James. Those two, I would say, were the best prospects in the history of the sport. And they both, of course, lived up to their billing. So what are you expecting tonight from Victor Wembanyama? I was at LeBron's first game. I covered it for the New York Times. Remember, Robbie, was straight out of high school.
Yep.
He had not played particularly well in the preseason. I mean, he wasn't, you know, horrific where you were like, oh my gosh. But, and he was good. He was fine. He was good, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't take the preseason by storm. And then his first game ever against a Sacramento team that was a contender back then.
If I remember correctly, he didn't play that well, right?
In his debut? No, he was fantastic.
Was he? I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah. What was it?
It was, remember, they had Chris Webber, Mike Bibby, Peja. Like, that was a great Sacramento team.
I don't remember his numbers at all.
25 points.
Okay.
12 for 20 shooting, which is great.
Yep.
9 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals.
And they lost by 20.
What was the score of that game? Because he was awesome. I don't care what. They lost by 14.
No, no, no.
Yeah, they lost by 14. I talked to Larry Bird the next day and did a story on it. And he said, if this guy is not a certified Hall of Famer within 5 years, something's gone wrong. He said LeBron James was the only player he had ever seen who he thought could have went to the NBA after his junior year in high school.
Hmm.
And so, obviously, LeBron's lived up to the billing.
And the big thing, obviously, LeBron, his size was enormous. I always tell you the story, the time that I met LeBron before he got in the league, when he was in high school, at the Palace, you know, behind the stands, Chris, you know.
Right.
And I just could not get over his size. I looked at him. It was just me, him, and Worldwide West, just the three of us. And it was just Worldwide West was introducing me to him.
Right.
You know, that's really what it was. Hey, you should know this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I just met him or whatever. And I just looked at him, and I looked at his – I was in awe.
Now he was.
How
bigger
big he was.
Right? Yeah, and he got bigger.
But I'm just saying,
course,
as a high school, he was, for a high school guy,
he was he was great size as a rookie. You know, and Rob, LeBron's the only guy to come straight into the league out of high school and get busy right away. He averaged 20. No one else. There's been guys. Kyrie played well after 1 year at Duke. Paolo Banchero played well after 1 year at Duke. And there have been a few others, but no one else is coming. Unless I'm missing, Kobe wasn't fantastic early on.
What about Moses Malone when he came out of high school?
Moses went to the ABA and played pretty well.
Right.
But no one's done what LeBron. Rob G, am I missing somebody? McGrady was, you know, it usually took him a little while. And LeBron was great right away. But what do you expect tonight, Rob, from Wembanyama? You want me to give you his numbers from the preseason?
Yeah, give it to me.
Because they were eye-popping. Okay, in 21 minutes, okay, he only played 21 minutes a game in the preseason. He averaged 19.3 points, 2.7 rebounds, 2.7 blocks. Didn't rebound well, only averaged about 5 rebounds. But check this out, Rob. He played 83 minutes in the 4 games. In those 83 minutes, San Antonio's defensive rating was 102.1. Here's some perspective on that. The Cavaliers last year led the NBA in defensive rating at 110.6. Mm. All right. Offensively, in the 83 minutes that he was on the floor, the offensive rating for the Spurs was 123.4. Again, perspective. Sacramento led the league last year with an offensive rating of 119.4, which was that, Rob G, the all-time high? So that was an all-time record. So, again, just a little perspective, but he, when the 83 minutes of the preseason, now some of this is against backups, of course, the Spurs had the highest offensive rating in the history of basketball. So I'm not predicting him making the playoffs this year, but he played well in the preseason, let's just put it that way. So what are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, I'm expecting about 20 points, a little higher. What do you have, 19? So I'll expect about 20, Chris. I'll say 20, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. That's what I would look at for his first.
I'm going to say my prediction is 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks. 26, 7, and 4. Rob, Paul Pierce, who's now on, I don't know if he's permanently on Undisputed, but I'm assuming so, but he's on there talking basketball with Skip Bayless on FS1. He and Kevin Garnett were talking on a podcast recently, and wait till you hear what they said about Wembanyama.
Right now, today, Wemby is one of the top 5 skilled players in the NBA. I said it right now. Right now, of today.
I'm not even barking on
that. Top 5 most skilled players in the league right now.
I'm not even barking on that. You know why I'm saying that? It's because a lot of people don't understand that when you're 7'5"
and can do what KD do.
Stop, man.
Ante Antetokounmpo do.
Stop.
You can do what Anthony Davis can do.
Stop.
You can do what Embiid. Man, he's one of the top 5 most skilled players.
Listen, the Spurs should make the playoffs.
That's some high praise, Rob.
Yeah, that way high. But I'm not surprised. Oftentimes, guys who were, you know, just a prisoner of the moment and they to automatically say, without giving me the other 4 and telling me who you're leaving out of that top 5 of skilled players, you know, and that's fine.
Well, there's no way I think he's a top 5 skilled
player. No, I know, but that's what I'm saying, Chris.
There's well over 5 point guards who would be more skilled.
Skilled, you know, than like, he is,
you're
right.
You're just talking about skill, right. Now, if you want to say skilled
big man
seven-footer,
yeah, right. That's what
sure.
That's what I'm saying. And of course, you know, it's always the over-the-top analysis and everybody. And then you go back to people and some of these guys later on and they don't remember what they said or, you know what I mean, or they have amnesia all of a sudden. I just think you got to be careful. I think people lose credibility when they're just so quick to crown people. And he could be, Chris, there's no reason for me to believe that he's not going to be a star. I'm not predicting that, but I don't know where he really fits in. Not yet. And it's like anything, you know, like what's his endurance, dribbling the basketball and being out on a perimeter that much. Is he going to be injury prone? Is this going to like there's a lot of stuff that has to happen for him to be that guy. That's all I'm saying. And I think you got to be real careful. What you can say is, yeah, I like what I've seen so far. This guy has, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, if he stays healthy and he continues to develop and get stronger, the guy's as big as a pencil, you know?
Yeah, I think you can talk. I mean, you can say, if you see some things, I mean, you can, you know, you can say more than that to me. Like, I my two main concerns, and this one isn't even really a concern, but it's just something we have to throw out there because of his size, Rob. Injuries. Right, you just hope that he doesn't have injury problems. And for the most part, he's been hurt here or there, like most players. But he has not had injury problems and injury history or anything like that Nothing chronic because of his size or anything. So that's great. My second concern, Rob, and obviously Greg Popovich is a phenomenal coach, arguably the greatest ever do it in basketball. There's no doubt. But, Rob, let the man play. I do not want to see this dude load managed. I want to see him playing 35 minutes at least tonight, Rob. I'm sorry. I don't, the dude is 19 years old. Like,
right, they'll play him like 22. Right.
Man, if they do that, I'm going to be so upset. And I'm going to be honest. If they were to do that, like, and I don't mean just tonight, really, it could be just tonight. But if it was a pattern of that, they deserve a call from the league office. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm calling up Greg Popovich or whoever and be like, what are you doing? Play this young man. I mean, if he's hurt, fine. But this guy is healthy. LeBron James, and I get it, he wasn't 7'4". But he averaged 40 minutes a game almost, like 39.8 as a kid out of high school his first year. Played 79 games. Tim Duncan in the Spurs organization averaged 39 minutes a game over his first 6 years and played all but 9 games. He only missed 9 games, Rob, in those first 6 years he played for the Spurs. So they weren't even doing this early, you know, a couple decades ago. And then they started load managing guys. And Kawhi Leonard kind of was load managed from the get-go. And look at his injury history. That dude can't get through a season. And so let this guy play. Rob, sometimes, obviously, you know, nobody wants to see him get hurt. But it's a risk in every sport. Let the guy play. And that's one thing is a concern if they're going to load manage him to death. So
yeah, I'm with you. I'm sure right? a lot of fans just want to let the kid play. He's a kid. Like, you shouldn't have to baby him. Let him play. If there's an injury or there's something you want to take be cautious with. But there's nothing. You said it. There's nothing in his history to not say that the guy can't go out and play 30 minutes or 32 minutes or 35 minutes. What is he's in the prime of his life, the kid.
Rob, have you watched any of the preseason, like seen much
I've
of
I've just
any?
Seen the highlights. You've seen highlights.
Rob, he looks like something from another world. I mean, it's unlike anything we've seen. And Chet Holmgren, I remember seeing him in high school. He's, what, 7'2"? He plays for the Thunder, and he's a good player. I like Holmgren a lot. He was unique. It was like, wow, they got this 7'2 kid handling the ball. You know, he's from America and all that, and he's a very good prospect. Victor Wembanyama is like that on steroids. Like, he's more skilled than Chet, I believe. He's bigger than Chet. Like, he's Chet, you know, 2.0, you know. And so, Rob, this dude could be phenomenal. If his man body, and he's still got to grow into that, of course. If his man body is anything near Giannis's man body, it's over. It's over. Now, his man body might be like a Kevin Durant, you know, where you stay thin and you never get to be a really big guy. And that would be fine, too. But if it's like Giannis's or close, it's over.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.